We're spending some time looking at Acts chapter 19, verses 13 through 14. Let me read those verses for you. Now there were some itinerant Jewish exorcists who tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those with evil spirits. They would say, "I command you by Jesus whom Paul proclaims." Seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish priest, were doing this. Now we wonder where these sons of Sceva got the idea to use Jesus' name in their exorcism. Were they copying the apostles? As we have surveyed the book of Acts, we have seen points at which demons were dislodged by Philip the evangelist and other apostles. In Acts chapter 8, verse 7, we saw unclean spirits crying out with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed with them. In Acts 16, 18, we saw Paul turn around to the young woman with the snake spirit and say, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And Luke tells us that the spirit left her that very moment. Since these itinerant Jewish exorcists must have come in contact with the Apostle Paul, we don't know if they just heard him preach or if they actually saw him affect someone's deliverance. Either way, they decided to try a new formula for their own exorcism. Now, we've already noted that exorcisms were attempted in Jewish synagogues by Jewish priests. The question is, were these sons of Sceva legitimate priests and exorcists? Some New Testament translations describe them as vagabond Jews and exorcists. In Luke's day, the word vagabond, the Greek circumvagante, did not have the same negative connotation as in ours. The Greek word simply describes someone who strolled from area to area, not having a permanent home. So this would not be uncommon in Luke's century. Many Bible scholars and historians have noted passages from earlier church fathers such as Irenaeus, Origen, and Athenaeus describing first century itinerant Jewish exorcists. The overall impression is of a group who professed Jewish priests who claimed to have the power to evict demons. Some claim that their methods descended all the way from King Solomon. So these men traveled through the countries of the Lesser Asia practicing their arts. Given the culture of first century Greece and other regions, there would have been a demand for such practitioners. The Greek word for exorcist, exorkiston, comes from another Greek word, horkizo, which means to bind with an oath. It was used in this sense because the exorcist used a formula of an oath to compel demons to leave their victims. They commonly called on the demons in the name of God to leave the person. By the way, in Matthew chapter 12, when the Pharisees charged Jesus with casting out demons by Beelzebub, he asked them this, "By whom do your sons cast them out?" So this shows us that Jesus was aware of supposed Jewish exorcists. So I like how the New Testament translation describes the sons of Sceva. It says a group of Jews was traveling from town to town, casting out evil spirits, and they tried to use the name of the Lord Jesus in their incantation, saying, "I command you in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, to come out." And seven sons of Sceva, a leading priest, were doing that. So we're going to see what happens to them as they attempt it this way. I'll join me again for more of Verse by Verse.